Welcome to another episode of The Weekly Dose from Patient Care Online, where we highlight the top clinical research from the past week. Today, we'll cover studies on cognitive screening in primary care, patient preferences in atopic dermatitis treatment, social determinants of health in menopause care, and more. Let's dive in. First, a new study explored implementing a digital cognitive assessment tool for Alzheimer's screening in primary care. The study, conducted across 7 clinics, involved over 16,000 eligible encounters. While only 10.8% of patients completed the digital assessment, it was useful for early detection. Among those assessed, 13.7% were categorized as impaired, and 2.1% received a new ADRD diagnosis. Next, we turn to atopic dermatitis. A new survey found that patients prioritized itch control, skin clearance, and treatment safety. A significant number of AD patients had delayed diagnoses, and many expressed interest in molecular tests to guide treatment decisions. This indicates a strong desire for more personalized approaches to AD treatment, with predictive tools helping to optimize shared decision-making. Now, researchers examined the impact of social determinants of health on midlife women's use of hormonal therapy for menopause symptoms. The study involved nearly 2,000 women and revealed several factors that influenced HT utilization. Women with lower education levels, higher BMI, and those who smoked were less likely to use HT. Interestingly, those who used extra virgin olive oil as their main dietary fat had a higher likelihood of using HT. This emphasizes the need to address SDOH in clinical practice to ensure equitable access to menopause care. In cancer detection news, the FDA granted breakthrough device designation to Guardant Health's Shield multi-cancer detection test. The test uses next-generation sequencing to detect DNA methylation patterns associated with several cancers. Clinical validation showed an overall specificity of 98.6% and sensitivity of 59.7% across 10 cancer types. Lastly, investigators explored how the quality of carbohydrates, fats, and proteins in low-carbohydrate and low-fat diets impacts coronary heart disease risk among nearly 200,000 participants. Healthy versions of both low-carbohydrate and low-fat diets were associated with reduced CHD risk, while unhealthy diets high in refined grains and animal fat increased CHD risk. That's a wrap for today's episode of Weekly Dose. From cognitive screening tools to advances in cancer detection and heart disease prevention, these studies provide valuable insights into improving patient care. Be sure to visit Patient Care Online for more in-depth coverage of these studies.